Hey, y'all, Josh here. Before this podcast starts, I want to say that we've become part of the Pass the Hat initiative, which, if you don't know, pairs content creators like us with families in Gaza with GoFundMes for evacuating families. We're happy to help support the family of Wala Amadala, and I hope I'm saying that correctly, consisting of 8 doctors who have served in various medical sectors, including the Ministry of Health, Al-Shifa Hospital, Al-Awada Hospital, UNRWA Clinics, and Al-Quds Hospital. To quote their campaign, "Today, after they have become exhausted by illness, starved by hunger, tired of staying up early slash late, and having little sleep in tents in the cold and open air, today after the surgeon has lost his scalpel, the dentist lost his dental chair, and the orthopedist lost his surgical instruments, and the emergency doctor lost his stethoscope, and after the operating table got broken, my family has become a living representation of a sick science searching for a new hope. Even if you can only donate $1, all of us collectively donating could help get them closer to their goal of approximately $65,000, which they've already raised $11,000 of. Please support them, and please support a free Palestine. Anyway, hope you enjoy the episode. Go check out the link. Please donate if you can." Last time on
a podcast will save this relationship.
We're a Reddit podcast now, guys.
What do you know? Who would have thunk it? Us two found a gimmick.
Content mill ran dry in my head. My first thought was, let's go to Reddit. You know, often I go on TikTok and there's the two. It's a different version of this, but everyone does this where there's the two people and they're sitting at their little two-sided table, and they got the headphones on, the Shure microphone,
yeah.
And they got the laptop in front, and they're like, okay, so this
asshole
is from Reddit,
yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to do that here.
Want to tell a friend, 27 female, who eventually keeps getting rejected by the guys she hooks up with / starts dating.
I, male 37, and my wife have been having blowout fights over chores.
Oh my god, I love being a white male.
Fly
and then
out
she
the
goes
window
and fucks the pool boy, and it's like, what the fuck?
I don't want to do that here.
I guess just for the audience, trigger warning, a large amount of this podcast, I'm guessing 30 minutes plus, is going to be me reading this wolf fanfic that is very abusive to women and very misogynist. So, you know, that's a great thing knowing that our audience is now 90% women. But you know what? Maybe I think some of you are cool girls and I think you're going to like it.
Some of you are not like the other girls, so we think you guys are gonna love this.
But seriously though, like, if you have, you know, trauma,
yeah, if you have trauma, this is a fair trigger warning. We'll put timestamps in the description so you can skip over the
it is ridiculous
god-awful wolf story that
yeah,
you're about to embark on.
Absolutely ridiculous, and it is about a wolf, about multiple werewolves. So I mean, that is ridiculous, but it also has very abusive actions in it.
I told Sarah I was going to get water, and then I proceeded to get water, a bubbly, and a jacket. I lied to Sarah, is what I'm saying to everybody.
You can't
believe it.
Reddit. 20, me, 23, female, my boyfriend. My boyfriend, 22, male, he said that he was going to go get water. Boy, instead he went and got a jacket and a bubbly and water. And it's technically lying, so should I break up with him or murder him? And Reddit is like, just decapitate him right now. What a trash man.
That's the Sigma Move mindset. Sigma
move mindset. We have so much shit to talk about.
We do. A lot of things have happened.
A lot of things.
Since 2 weeks ago.
In the world. Actually, wait, hold on.
Welcome to the podcast
will save this relationship.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Sarah.
And
this is... I'm sorry.
God, we gotta bring it back. Now that we got a whole new audience. We gotta just repeat the intro over and over and over and over and over again for an hour and a half.
I swear to God, they do on radio show, radio fucking ads where it's like, yeah, you should have called Frank Homosexual for plumbing.
That's a joke for you, really? Orlando people.
That's a joke for Orlando people.
That's a joke
people.
For Central Floridians only.
It's
have fun with that.
It's a guy that will not stop repeating his own name.
Yeah, the commercial is literally you should have called him.
You should have called the man's full name.
Welcome back to the new and improved podcast will save this relationship.
You all came, so we built it because we did not build it before.
We didn't think you would come. We were just sitting on a couch. And became a Reddit podcast overnight.
The one time we decide to stop trying, that's when you guys show up.
You're not wrong either. It was really
Thanks
weird.
So, so
before we get into the actual content, let's both suck our dicks and shit on ourselves for about 10 minutes.
I think that's the only way you can suck your dick is also shitting on yourself.
I mean, yeah, because when you remove your ribs, your intestines just become mush.
Yeah, like how does your gallbladder not be protected?
It's just gone. What sucks is I can't leave like long silences in anymore because there's technically an audio version of this.
Oh yeah,
and then there's some people that are.
You can
that
leave
are,
it in.
Yeah, I'll
fuck
leave it
that.
In.
Fuck that.
For the
fuck
audio,
the new audience.
For the audio listeners, we just both took sips of water at the same time to
stimulate deeply into each other's eyes. The sexual tension was unimaginable.
So anyway. So all right, backstory to last
there's
week.
A lot more
to
of 2 y'all.
Weeks ago, yeah, there's a lot
it's
more
weird.
Of you. So let's give you all a quick rundown of what happened 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
While I was laying on Sarah's bed at her old apartment, because we're also in a new apartment, we had a move
yeah.
in the past 2 weeks, and so, we're still
yeah.
in the middle of it. But
yeah,
we're doing that right now.
Yeah.
I told Sarah because I had no idea for what to do.
Yeah,
for a podcast.
We were fresh out of ideas. We went through all of AJR. We went through all of Lost. We went through all of Pirates of the Caribbean.
We wanted a break.
Josh wanted a break from me torturing him.
So I then said, hey, wouldn't it be funny if we just read Reddit posts?
Yeah.
And became a Reddit podcast?
And I was like, oh, you mean like all the other Reddit podcasts? And Josh was like, yeah.
But worse.
So we got a bunch of new people.
Because I decided to joke that we were going to do a Reddit podcast, and then we did a Reddit podcast.
Y'all apparently liked it, so now we're going to do it.
I made the one TikTok where I talked about the man
yeah.
with the who thought wife bad. I don't even remember right now. It's been 2 weeks.
It was the dude that wouldn't do any chores.
Yeah, and then
his wife was like upset with him to the point where he, which I think is a point that a lot of people missed, was like, they had been getting into blowout fights.
So yeah, multiple
fights to the point where he had to go on Reddit and type it out.
Which even then, honestly, I'm not sure if how true that is of a thing, or if he's over exaggerating. Like,
what? How many fights they got into?
How many fights are even there? Even fights? Like, honestly?
Oh, it's just like she's saying, like, hey, you know, stop. I feel like if you're describing it to the internet as blowout fights, unless you're like a little sussy baka, you know what I mean?
Okay, but yeah, but the guy's a little sussy baka.
I mean,
then.
Yeah, he is a little bit of a sussy
yeah,
baka.
Yeah, that's
so
another
right.
thing. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. I thought it was funny that the guy was lying about a lot of, lying.
I assume everybody's lying on the internet.
Yeah.
You know? Which, it's actually kind of funny, because I do have one of those Reddit things where...
I have a whole Reddit subreddit to go through.
Well, yeah, but I do
question.
Have a Reddit post where somebody is like, I like to imagine that the people that come on r/relationships... are telling the truth, unless they're obviously not telling the truth. And it's like, you're in a controversial post, fam.
Yeah, listen.
Eviscerate them. They went on the internet. They asked the internet to solve their problems instead of like anything
else. Yeah.
A magic eight ball, tarot cards, your mom, your friend's mom, your friend's mother's mother, like the fucking person on the street. Waiting for the bus, you
yeah,
know, like
no one,
literally
no
anybody
one.
Else. You decided to go to Reddit.
Yeah, go to Reddit. And
you're like, that's
where
people,
you go to solve things. Yeah,
you could have gone to Twitter. But no, they'd be too real with you, huh? You could have gone to Facebook and gotten all your friends all up in your business. And everybody would have been like, no, it's okay, you sweet little baby.
And then they'd go on Facebook Messenger and be like, fucking, what a weirdo this guy was. Yeah, right? You see that post that blah, 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 blah?
You could have caused problems in your personal life, but instead you decided to just air your misogyny out for everybody else to take the burden of.
Yes, yeah.
Which is really cool of you. Anyway, I gotta read this fucking wolf story, because holy crap.
All right, I didn't finish my explanation. But okay,
go ahead, finish. All right. Jesus Christ. I gotta get to this wolf story.
I know, I'm sorry. All right.
It's hot piping off the presses.
We got that TikTok. It's probably gonna reach 200,000. Around the time that goes out, it's at like 198, I believe. Thousand.
I don't know what to say, honestly, because like I can't believe that so many people fucking watched our shit. But all, and I don't want to be like, I love you all, you're all my friends, because I don't want it to be like this weird parasocial.
Yeah,
shit.
No, I don't want that.
But
to be
I do
either.
Love
yeah.
like a lot of your comments are really fucking funny, and like we do have a very cool audience. And,
yeah, we do.
You know,
yes, yeah.
If I had met these people in real life and become friends with them, I would be friends with most of you people.
Being in real
you
life,
seem
though, yeah.
very, very cool. Yeah. Now, can I get to this fucking wolf story? I swear to God.
Okay, all right, let's do the wolf story.
I've had
story,
this for like 7 days.
All right, you go.
It's been
let's
burning
go.
A
let's
hole
go.
In my
let's
fucking
do this wolf
pocket.
Story. It's been burning a hole in your pocket.
It's just, like, in terms of content, this is like... So, okay, this background on this. This is an ad on Facebook that I constantly get. Like, I've seen this maybe 6 or 7 times now on Facebook.
Really?
Which is pretty much every single time I go on Facebook.
Is it because you clicked on it once and then you didn't buy it? And then they're like,
no.
Oh, yeah, we got to get you this.
I think it's because I play Neopets.
All right.
I think the internet thinks I'm a furry. So they're like,
let's go. I'm
you
ready.
You know what? Give that shit to
let's
her.
Let's get this furry a fucking...
You know what? She would like this.
This...
Which is really funny that this like my intro into the furry community, because there's so much abuse in this.
Yeah, can I real quick, I think also because you've been on Reddit and also you've been on Neopets.
Oh, yeah, they think
so
I'm a furry.
You're a Redditor furry.
A Reddit furry.
Which, as we all know, is the worst furry.
Well, and I do follow all those like furry... subreddits on Reddit too. Like, remember we used to read about furry shit on Reddit?
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. Actually, like a long time ago. Oh my god.
And like I was really into like the people that were like, oh, otherkin. Remember when I made that classic joke, gun and mouthkin? That classic Sarah O'Hearn joke, gun and mouthkin.
You mean the joke that you explicitly made by yourself and no one has you're the first one to make that joke.
1300 something people are gonna start using it. Hey.
All right. So wolf story.
This is a wolf story. Trigger warning.
This is the trigger warning from the earlier, but just in case, one last time.
Been through an abusive relationship, but there's a lot of abuse.
There's gonna be abuse. Apparently.
There's a lot of slave shit. There's a lot of like, you know, a lot of like very like emotional abuse, a lot of weird hierarchical shit.
So capitalism.
Yeah. Have you ever been abused by capitalism and it traumatizes you to the point where you can't hear a fucking story about a bunch of wolves? Then scroll through this podcast now and honestly do it anyway.
Skip to the timestamp in the description
because this shit is trash. Okay. Slap. Keep your eyes off my mate. Screams a she-wolf to my face, accusing me of eyeing her mate when he was the one eyeing me. She was just hurt to admit I looked better than her, even in a maid's uniform.
So we gotta hold on. Okay, stop.
I'll skip through some of this too because a lot of it's really boring.
Yeah,
but the beginning and the ending are the best pieces of writing I've ever read.
So
in my
we have ourselves. Okay, we got. Three characters with a slap.
Well, actually, three. Yeah, yeah.
So there's three characters, and then there's the slap.
There's
the
me.
The TV show The Slap is part of this.
Oh, I remember The Slap, huh? God.
Okay, yeah. So we have boyfriend, girlfriend, me. Who is the boyfriend is eyeing me, and then slapped the girlfriend because he wanted an excuse to me to look at him because he wanted to accuse me of slapping or her of looking at me.
Yes.
That was okay. This is why we don't make run-on sentences, guys, because
the best thing about it is this is not a run-on sentence.
It sounds like it.
This is 1, 2, 3, 4. These are 4 sentence fragments.
Okay, I was about to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So writing 101. For those of you who don't know, I went to fucking school for writing. This is bad.
Yeah.
I don't think I need to say that, but like it's gonna get worse. Oh, I fucking bet. So we're confused in the we're lost in the sauce.
Yeah,
right now.
You immediately got dropped in the sauce.
We got slapped.
And the best part about this, Josh, is in the context of this werewolf universe, which I want to just tell you right now. I want to spoil it for you. This werewolf universe has cars and Google. This is like now. This is like now that this is
so
happening.
So you're telling me this is kitty history, but
yeah.
Instead with wolves.
Wolves, yeah.
So someone listened
like
to Trevor
George
Moore's.
It's like George W. Bush.
There's a werewolf
George W.
Bush,
and he did Werewolf 9/11. And
all because Lyndon B. Johnson
wanted to ascend to the throne.
JFK Wolf.
So, but in this werewolf universe, while we are introduced to 3 characters, there are actually 5 characters currently in this scene.
In these 4 sentences?
Yes, already. And you've already introduced to them. No, cannot. No, you're not allowed.
This is really weird. Also, yeah. Is one of them like a femboy wolf because
no.
They're wearing a maid thing?
Oh, no. This is a girl wearing a maid's outfit.
This is
a girl
wearing a maid's just
the,
out and about. In
the
her
protagonist
maid.
Is a maid. So it's like he was eyeing the maid and then his girlfriend went up to the maid and slapped her in the face because she was being too alluring for her boyfriend.
I'm so confused, but we're going to have to push through this, aren't we?
It's beautiful that you're confused because that means you're not very misogynist, which is fun.
This is so... I want to...
Okay.
No, not yet. But
okay.
We'll get to that. Get to the death.
Because my name is Riley Duquesne, and tomorrow will be my 18th birthday. I live at the Half
whoa,
Moon.
Whoa.
Yeah, she's not 18 yet.
Barely legal werewolf gets slammed by maids.
Tomorrow will be my 18th birthday. I live at the Half Moon Pack, which is led by their alpha, Eric Patterson, and Luna Nicole. They're both disgusting, we're responsible for this.
Eric Pattinson because Robert Pattinson played a fucking vampire in Twilight?
Yeah.
And what was the other name?
Luna Nicole.
Nicole Kidman? I don't know. Okay, that one's a stretch.
Yeah,
but like, this is, I'm...
It would be really funny, though, if it was Robert Pattinson and Nicole Kidman. That would be so funny. Oh, my God.
I'm gonna look it up later. They were, like, together for, like, a month, and then that's the reference that this author wants us to make.
So, Alpha is the head of the pack. There's not a Sigma. There's not a Sigma in this one.
There's not a Sigma in this one.
There's Omegas and there's Betas. There's Alpha, Beta, Omega.
Okay, Alpha, Omega, Beta. And the Alpha's name is Alpha.
No, the Alpha's name is Eric Patterson.
Okay, so Robert Pattinson is the Alpha.
Patterson
is, okay, all right.
Eric Patterson. Every Alpha has a mate, a opposite gender mate. Who is now their Luna. So
okay.
What they just said to us is our mayor is Eric Patterson and he has a wife named Nicole. That's what they meant.
Don't get last names.
Yeah. It's kind of, I guess because they already said his last, so it's Luna Patterson.
Fucking dumb name.
Or no, Nicole Patterson.
Nicole Patterson, who's the Luna.
Who is the Luna
but,
of the pack.
Okay, since we're learning this information, my money is that in actuality, that's not the real Luna. It's our actual main protagonist.
She's the main.
Damn it.
She's the
actual Luna. Why can't this be three?
But you're right that maybe the protagonist will be a Luna.
Oh, well, yeah. If we're getting introduced to this game mechanic early on into the werewolf fanfic game that we're playing.
Yeah.
All right, if I go on Steam and I buy this piece of shit hentai game for 99 cents,
I can't
just...
wait. If this is made into a hentai game, I'm playing it. This shit, boggles my fucking mind.
God,
okay,
man. Okay, go.
Okay, okay. They are both disgusting and were responsible for the slaying of my entire family, the Silver Lake Pack. So already you get everything right in the front. This is all like right. Stephen King. Like, you know everything right now.
God.
You're dropped in it.
There's going to be a bunch of werewolf children having to fuck each other to get out of a cave by the end of this. Remember that scene in It, everybody?
God bless. They have no idea that I'm an Alpha's daughter. My father, Alpha Mitchell Jackson Duquesne, was kind and treated everyone fairly. However, Alpha Eric treats everyone as if they are beneath him. Luna Nicole and their son Ashford, Ash for short, are no better. When I was 10 years old, Alpha Eric and his pack slaughtered my family, leaving me as the only survivor. They found me in the ruins of our pack house and brought me in to live with them. Doesn't make any fucking sense. If they slaughtered the entire pack, why would they keep one tiny little girl?
Yeah, I feel like if they're monsters,
I would be like, thank you for saving my fucking life.
If they're the stormtroopers of this fucking world, you know,
they wouldn't have hit anybody because stormtroopers can't shoot
people.
No,
if they were the official bad guy, they would have murdered everyone. You know, like
that's what I thought.
Weird.
I guess they just wanted to keep her as an indentured servant because that's kind of what they do.
That's what they do. Okay, yeah. that makes sense.
At first, okay. They found me in the ruins of our pack house and brought me in to live with them. At first, I thought it was because they felt remorse, but I was wrong. They turned me into their very own marionette. That's not what any of this means. From the age of 10, I was doing all the housework for a pack house that housed over 50 werewolves. That's important. For the last 8 years, I've been a slave to the people who have caused me nothing but pain and suffering. They killed my family, they treat me like garbage, and I sleep in a room under the staircase that used to be a shoe closet on a cot that I barely fit on, and an old muggy quilted blanket that I made myself from old sheets that were going to be thrown out.
Swear to fucking God, this is just Wolf Harry Potter.
It is. It's Wolf Harry Potter and Wolf Twilight and something else. I don't even know.
Yeah, this is giving me a writer's headache right now. This is so...
Get ready. Baby is going to get worse. Did you hear me? Get away from my mate. The she-wolf, whose name I never bothered to learn, screamed in my face. She tried to slap me again, but I caught her hand. This is also very anime.
Yeah, this is more becoming someone's personal fanfic, and I want to meet the Mary Sue to this. You know?
I know, me too. I really want to know who this person is. They put a lot of work into this. Okay, do not touch me. I tell her with venom in my voice. I wasn't allowed to talk too, let alone talk back to anyone. But I was hoping that this would get me sent to the laundry room for the rest of the day. Riley. I heard Alpha Eric. I turn around and look him dead in the eyes. No one ever dared to look him in the eyes because, well, he is the Alpha. However, he is not my Alpha, so he has no power over me. This was the main reason why I was beaten and starved. Neither he nor anyone else in this house would force me to submit to them. You know the rules. I just glared at him. Go to the laundry room. No dinner for you.
Okay,
he boomed in alpha tone. I just rolled my eyes and walked away.
Okay, we have our characters. We have our story. We haven't hit the threshold yet, obviously.
No.
So we live in a world where alphas exist.
Yes.
But no alphas equal the same. So there's
if you're not born into the pack,
then they're not an alpha to you. But they're still alphas.
But you still have to recognize them being an alpha to other. It's like if werewolves all decided to just get together and write a constitution and make a bunch of rules for no reason.
Yeah.
Which I thought is kind of a vampire thing, you know?
A little bit, yeah.
Werewolves, I thought, are supposed to run around and be free.
But no, they have their own werewolf society.
Pack system because of Jordan fucking Peterson. did this to this person, this poor mentally ill person who's writing this,
and they're
has
just
been
like
so severely scarred by Jordan Peterson that they wrote a story that is so contrived that is now on the front page of an app where you can go and read stories similar to this. which I'm not giving any credit to because nobody will know. If you, what this is,
I'm sorry.
You have to find it on your Facebook like I did. You have to go and play Neopets and go on Reddit so you can get this fucking ad on your Facebook.
On your fucking Facebook.
Then you get to know what the fuck is going on. Okay. Sweetheart, I told you you could have just gotten rid of her, I hear Luna Nicole say as I'm walking away. Go ahead, I sneer, turning back to them. I'd like to see you learn to cook and clean. You can't even put a pot of boiling water without put on a pot of boiling water without burning down half the kitchen. Rat! She shrieked and slapped me. The slaps barely even hurt anymore. It happened so frequently over the last 8 years. It's Jesus. Just randomly. There's so much like, whoa. Yeah. That sounds personal, honey.
That seems very, yeah.
Like, you got some shit going on. Is that the best you got? I gave her a dirty look and walk away.
A lot of dirty looks being exchanged here. A lot of taking the power back for the means of dirty looks. The proletariat will rise again.
The dirty looks
through the
productions.
Eyes of the roll. Yeah.
Through the howls of the wolf. I gave her a dirty look and walk away. You can hear her cursing her head off and whining. How the gosh she became Luna, I will never know. You gotta censor yourself, baby.
Hey, listen, Facebook ads won't allow you to put the word God in. So what we have to do is we have to change this story about with abuse and slapping and a bunch of people getting hurt and indentured servitude and slaves.
Yeah.
We can't mention the word God or else Facebook's gonna ban us.
It's funny to imagine the protagonist walking around being like, how the gosh darn golly.
Golly gee, that slap really did hurt a little.
Okay. How the gosh she became Luna, I will never know. I go to the laundry room in the basement, and I just stay there until I have to go make dinner. Start to fold sheets. Okay, so there's a lot of description of her doing fucking chores. Like, just doing chores. Like, I'm going to read this one, and I'm not going to read any of the other ones.
So the thing I hated about Harry Potter is that I didn't have enough of a chance to sympathize with him being the
abused kid?
Yeah, because I didn't know how many chores he did.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, I knew that, like, the parents of Harry Potter, not the parents, because they're fucking dead, but the Dursleys, I knew that they were abusive because... No. They like the other kid more than him.
Yeah.
And that's abuse. But
I didn't realize say that the Dursleys were like not abusive to Harry and that they
I can't tell because I don't know how many loads of laundry Harry Potter was supposed to do. I don't know how many times he had to scrub the tub, you know, like
I'm pretty sure they did that.
Well, no, because we don't hear it in excruciating detail.
Yeah, just constantly over and over again.
I think there should have been 20 extra chapters in Harry Potter about just each all about one individually to a specific chore.
Harry, I don't care that you're the fucking the boy who lived. Go and clean the showers, you know?
Okay.
All right. Okay, whatever.
Harry
okay.
Potter in a maid costume. That's all. You do the rest, America.
You do the rest, bisexual artists. Okay. I start to fold sheets because the scent of clean laundry calls me. You probably wonder why I stay here. The answer is simple. I have a roof over my head, food to eat, and somewhere to sleep. The argument for prison. I may sleep on a cot, but it is still better than the floor or out on the streets. I hope that the moon goddess took pity on me when I gained my wolf and gives me a mate that will love me, cherish, and protect me. Some more on this later,
yeah.
This is... When you turn, okay.
So this is what we call a misdirection.
No, this is like world building again. This is what happens when you are a werewolf.
Have your story. Let me learn the world from the rest of it. Jesus.
If I don't find my mate tomorrow, then I made a promise to myself to leave and live as a rogue. The Half Moon Pack was only able to hold me until then, and they knew this. After tomorrow, I would be done with the place because legally, as an adult, they would have no power over me. Especially since I am also an alpha by blood.
Yeah, so I guess if we're now going to bring in eugenics to this, yeah, I guess.
So they're saying once you turn 18 and you have pure blood in you, you are able to do whatever the fuck you want.
So, okay, so this is Harry Potter, but if Harry Potter was Draco Malfoy.
Yeah. But also
that negates
Twilight.
The whole fucking point of Harry Potter then a little bit, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? do it.
It's like if Harry Potter was written after J.K. Rowling became a TERF. Like,
exactly. You know, like how in the beginning Harry Potter was like, you're so special. Oh my God. And it's like kind of turfy. And then it gets to like the seventh book and you realize that Harry Potter could have been Neville Longbottom.
Yeah, true.
Like it was supposed to be Neville, but it was like a toss up between the two of them.
It was a flip of the coin.
It's just like she added that in last minute to be like, yeah, let's make him working class. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair.
And that still has a hold over pretty much every single adult liberal who who read Harry Potter. They're like, he brought himself up by his bootstraps. When no, he literally did not.
No, he did not. Yeah, he got very.
He did not.
He got lucky when his parents.
He was. Oh my God.
J.K. Rowling's version of acquired wealth is through death. We gotta kill the boomers to get our wealth, Gen Z.
Just wait until your parents die. Then you can have all your dreams come true.
Just give it a couple years after they die, and then a magical man in a beard and a flying motorcycle
will come and give you a shitty cake, and then he'll whisk you off into a terrible neighborhood where you get to learn that you have millions of dollars stored in a bank.
And then you go to a castle where the stairs just keep on moving, and you'll never be able to move.
And all these panties keep calling you the Arsler. Everybody dance. I don't know. Okay, fuck. Okay. So now it's Ash's POV.
Oh, remember it's Ash.
The son of the shitty alpha?
No, I don't. Because
he wasn't really talked about other than like
he was mentioned
like
once.
Sentence.
Yeah.
So now it's his POV.
All right, Ash's POV.
We're switching POVs in this.
So this is Harry Potter meets Twilight meets Wolf meets so Pokemon, right? Is this how it's going
to
be?
My question to you, Joshua, that you have to figure out.
That I have to figure out?
You have to figure out is what gender
is Ash?
Is the person who wrote this?
It's going to be a non-binary king queen.
How old are they? And
this is not both.
You'll know why in like a couple sentences. Okay?
Okay. All right. I'm gonna look this way. I'm gonna look into the camera as this happens.
I feel like it could very well easily be a non-binary.
It could be. It could
non-binary
be.
Royalty. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
We'll see. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Let's go.
I was in my soon-to-be office with a she-wolf whose name I can't even remember. Yes, Ash. I told you not to say my name. I roar at her. I hated it when they spoke.
I gotta stop you real quick. I gotta stop you real quick before I give you a definitive guess. We gotta talk about some words.
Okay. What's
pass
up with
it.
That?
Pass it to me.
No,
I need to. No, because I need to. Okay.
You gotta ask me questions. This
all
is
right,
a communication.
So first is the communication
this is
test.
A communication
this is the communication
test.
Writing test that yeah. I have to fucking slow. All right, first of all, I don't think ever in the history of mankind, and if this is true, this is only exclusively done by men, let's not refer to, in sex, any words being roared at someone.
Yeah.
Let's start there. Can you read all of that again? Because yep. there's a lot of things we can go over on this.
Okay. Ash's POV. I was in my soon-to-be office with a she-wolf, whose name I can't even remember.
Okay, yeah, stop there. This is, okay, that's a problem for one main reason. So, okay, I assume, I don't know if you guys can tell, I don't slay a lot of puss other than Sarah, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like.
Oh, shit.
You go on Tinder, right? Okay, if this world has Facebook and Google and whatever and George W. Bush and all that fun
shit.
Yeah,
9/11.
They have Wolf Tinder, right? There's some Wolf Bumble.
Okay. So I think it's not Wolf Tinder. I think it is like you just fuck literally any she-wolf in the pack.
Any
if you are
she-wolf?
The alpha. If you are the alpha, you can have literally any she-wolf.
Okay, all right. In that case, in this world is a hellhole because you
just
don't
filled
even
with
you,
cheating because you're also cheating, you're, linked biologically with other wolves.
A Luna, yeah.
Not just a Luna. Every other wolf who's born into the pack, when they turn 18... So, okay, let me actually explain that. Because I didn't explain it earlier. So, Riley, the protagonist, is saying that tomorrow she's going to turn 18 and she's going to gain her wolf, which means she will get a schizophrenic voice in her head that is a different being that is a wolf that will take over, I assume. It doesn't happen in this. Nobody really turns into a wolf or doesn't turn into a wolf. Everybody just has people in their head that share their brain and memories who will then, who are, you know, contributing to the decision making.
Is this also then Get Out, but like...
Sort of. Yes, actually, yeah, that's the perfect way to describe it, is the concept in Get Out at the end where the...
But instead of it being like it's forced on you by racist white people, it's just a thing that
it's
happens.
It's just a thing that happens when happens you are a werewolf. You. That's a biological thing that happens. But also when you turn 18, you have one person, one werewolf given to you by the moon goddess. She like pairs everybody up. And then you biologically, through smell, figure out who, which werewolf is your perfect mate.
Alright, fine. So you have to mark your territory and then your fucking
yeah,
your
literally
wife
though
will
that
find
is
you.
It. Yeah. It's like if you are a she wolf, then you're just kind of walking around until you smell something real good, and then a male wolf has this like ridiculous sexual urge for a very specific she wolf, and then you fucking mount her and just take her, and then you guys know that you're together. So while this is all happening, if you are an alpha, you can have any issue. You can have anything.
So yeah, okay.
Because it's like you're the king's son, like it. Yeah, which to me does not make any sense.
No shit. None of this makes any
well,
sense, Sarah.
Because
I mean...
of the events that will unfold later, because these she wolves that are now with, because there will be multiple of them with Ash, they try to impress him with their sexual prowess. Which to me is like, but you would know
you
if
would
he's
know.
Your mate.
Yeah, it's
so there's
your
no
smell.
Reason to like really
why
be jealous
or jealous or try to like impress. Like if you're not,
if you're at this point, like sex with people who are not your personal mate should have. I mean, and maybe this just says something about me, but like at this point, sex with people who are not your mate should be devoid of meaning. And there should be no emotions around it.
I guess.
Like, it's just sort of a world-building thing that just kind of takes away from the relationships.
I don't... None of this makes any sense to me.
It does not. Okay. All
right, go back and... Okay, I stopped you early when I asked you to reread this one few sentences.
Okay, Ash's POV. I was in my soon-to-be office with a she-wolf whose name I can't even remember. Yes! Ash! I told you not to say my name, I roar at her. I hated it when they spoke or said my name. It ruined the fantasy that Riley, that it was Riley under me. I turned 18 6 months ago.
Wait. I mean, okay, that's still a little weird. I mean,
she's not 18 yet.
She's not 18 yet. But I mean, it is he turned 18 six months ago.
And since then, he's been sexually like just completely like very attracted to Riley. Because they are mates.
They are mates. Okay. I don't know.
But it's weird.
It's a little weird. It's a little weird.
She's not 18 yet.
Yeah, it's like, and not only that, but like I feel like in traditional American society, right?
I don't
like,
even know if the person who's writing this is even American. It could very well be translated from a different.
Maybe. But, like, I feel like, okay, like, if you're, like, a high schooler and you're in senior year and you're with another person and, like, you turn 18 but they're still 17 by, like, a few months, but, like, you're in the same class and you know each other and you're technically dating.
Yeah.
I guess that's fair. Yeah. But then in this, in the context of this, it's, like, you have a power dynamic, technically.
Oh, yeah. That's, like, the whole point of it.
To a one that you'd never probably talk to and can't talk back to you.
Yeah.
And they're also not legal.
Yeah. And also, like, they hate each other.
And they hate each other.
And your dad is abusive to them. And your stepmom is abusive
to them.
Yeah,
it's just weird. It's just weird to me. I don't know, guys. I mean, guys, am I the weirdo for thinking this?
You're definitely not the weirdo. I turned 18 6 months ago and knew from the very day that Riley, our house slave, was my mate.
Sorry, I'm sorry. That's just a funny sentence. I mean, yeah, I just knew our house slave was my mate, you know?
Like,
just,
I'm not a smart person. I read this and I was like, this is a bunch of funny sentences all strung together. I gotta put this on the podcast. I gotta subject Josh to this.
I can't wait for the fucking comment of the asshole. It's gonna be like, oh, all you guys do is just complain about it. There's no real critique
Facebook
here.
Facebook ads, and it's like, what else are we supposed to do? It's quarantine.
It's quarantine.
The country's
Jesus.
On fire, and there's also a hurricane and climate change.
This is media analysis at this point.
This is just two people having fucking fun.
This is one person having fun. I am being tortured right now.
I'm having extra fun because he's being tortured right now.
I'm halfway through this lime bubbly. Christ, and we're only, what, an hour in to recording?
Are we an hour in?
We're 50 minutes in, I think.
I'm not even close to halfway done. I'm not even close to halfway done. Anyway.
You gotta be up until 7 a.m. It's 1 a.m. right now.
She was still 17 at the time. My wolf, Kano, was excited when we discovered this, but I wasn't. I was disgusted that the moon goddess would pair me with such a lowlife. I made a mental note to reject her, but Kano was fighting me on it. Whenever I brought a she-wolf into my room or my office to have fun, Kano and I would fight. He wanted to save myself for Riley, but I was already dead set on rejecting her. But because Kano and I share a mind, I couldn't help but find her beautiful and hot. She was actually even a blind man could tell Riley was a looker. Sleek, dirty, blonde hair, dark brown eyes, natural peach lips, beautiful smile, and a body to die for.
Okay.
Even though she was starved most of her life, it didn't stop her body from developing in the most amazing way.
That is the grossest thing I've heard. I gotta be real with you guys. I was thinking, okay, this is clearly like this is a man. This is a man writing this. This is men writing men.
That's
thinking about
what
women.
I'm saying, right?
But now this is the problem here is that I can't think of the age. Because I was gonna be like, okay, this person's never had sex before.
Absolutely they've never. Whoever they are, they've never had sex before.
But she's a looker, and then listing off all these things.
Mm-hmm. A body to die
this
has, for.
This is an adult, I think.
It's got to be an adult.
It's got to be an adult. No, more
not
that,
even Gen
like,
Z.
Not even, yeah, not like a young adult, like an adult, like mid-30s plus.
Isn't this wild? Like, who is, what demographic
wild, like
is
the
this?
Wolves? Yeah, you better believe. Better believe this is fucking wild, Sarah.
Okay.
God.
All right, whenever I'm doing it with a girl, I imagine she is Riley.
Okay, now I'm back to teenager because I'm doing it with a girl. God.
I groaned with great pleasure.
You can't write fucking into Facebook ads. I get it. I'm sorry.
All right, I got to start over. Hold on. I groaned with great pleasure. Wait, the Omega shouted, but it was too late. I didn't even there yet. Too bad. Now get out of my office.
All right, so this is a European man. I didn't even there yet.
Named Gustavo.
This is some European man named Gustavo.
Is like,
didn't even there yet.
Smoking weed.
Typed
in
everything in.
In a cafe, and somebody's like, hey, Gustavo, you done writing that novel yet? And he's like,
you're
almost,
great European novel.
I am not yet done with the werewolf love story novel.
Gustavo has 14. The fucking auto blow underneath his desk the entire time that he's writing.
Yeah,
this
man is six nuts in his pants by the time he wakes up. That's just for the werewolf.
Just for the werewolf.
OC that he made. Okay. Okay.
I want to say for the record, if you're a furry, like, do whatever you want. I don't care.
Don't be abusive about it.
Don't
man.
Be abusive about
don't
it.
Be
and don't be a shitty writer. Like, Jesus.
I mean, like, you know, have your kink or whatever, I guess.
I mean, if your kink's shitty writing, then
just
fuck you.
Just everybody's
got to
have consent. No, I mean.
Have consent, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, too bad. Now get out of my office. Ugh. She shouted and left.
In the office this whole time?
Yeah, he was having sex in the office. I honestly could care less about her. Tomorrow was Riley's birthday, and I was ready to see if she indeed was my mate or not. I still planned on rejecting her, and I was going to do it in front of the entire pack. Do not reject our mate. What is wrong with you? Shut up, Kano. I can't have a mate as weak as her. It doesn't matter if I find her physically attractive or not.
Right.
She's not worthy. Let me get through this. Hold on. If you hurt our mate, I will make your life a living nightmare. Calm down. We will get a second chance. You know that is a rarity amongst our kind. Well, I'm an alpha. The moon goddess knows full well that I need a Luna to be strong, so she will give us a second chance, a better chance. Get your head out of your mind, Ash. Shut up, Kano.
All right, new theory. So, all right.
Get
your head out of your mind. So, as a writer, I know that.
All-star lyric?
Yeah.
Your head gets
here's my new theory. Mm-hmm. So, this is a 50-year-old European man. Gustavo. Who's also a furry. Gustavo, yes.
Gustavo.
He wrote this, right? Mm-hmm. But he didn't. He wasn't really a writer beforehand,
right?
And then he came up with the line "Get your head out of your mind," and just went from there.
Oh yeah, that was it.
Sometimes you just have that $1 million line that you think you got, like the gold.
You just woke up and was like, "The moon goddess gave me a gift, and it's the gift of this story."
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Okay, but like, also, can we not do the fucking the inner dialogue thing where we?
It's so cringe.
Or it's like,
it's pretty cringe.
Like, I mean, listen, if you're gonna do the inner dialogue thing, make yourself like a different fucking character that's separated, not have it be entirely in your mind.
Yeah.
Like that whole fucking, like the what is it, Jojo Rabbit, where it's Takeda Weedy as Hitler. And it's like the little boy is like the imaginary friend. Like, make it like to
make
where
it
like
funny.
Make it funny. And
it
make
is it, funny.
And make it to where it's like it's an obviously like different character that isn't bound to your fucking like being only in your head where they don't like walk around. If you're gonna do the character thing, you gotta do the Fight Club thing.
You gotta do the Fight Club thing.
Where
there's no other way
you give him
do
a
it.
Fucking leather jacket and red sunglasses
and
just
everybody
walk
laughs
around.
At him and walks and watches him beat himself up. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like
you gotta do that. It
obviously,
can't be anything
can't
else,
fucking, yeah,
because
like,
it's going to be cringe. Okay, I shoved Connor to the back of my mind. I knew what I was doing, but it was true what he said. The moon goddess rarely gave second chances. I pulled up my shorts and boxers and called Riley to my office to clean it and to get out the stench of those she-wolves.
I want Riley to start smelling the scent of my cum.
No, she's cleaning the cum. He makes her clean the cum.
17-year-old cleans up. I'm not going to finish that sentence because I will get arrested. Someone needs to go to jail. That's all I feel right now.
That's what
head.
I'm saying. Yeah. That's why I didn't feel bad making fun of this. Normally I would feel bad.
No.
But this is
I would.
Like, there's a lot of this that's like, I'm like, ah, shut
this
the fuck
is,
up.
This is a little problematic if you
this
ask me.
This is pretty
me.
Problematic, yeah.
I don't believe in cancel culture, but
this person
maybe,
needs to be
canceled. Maybe this is the exception.
I wasn't able to mind link her because she had no wolf. And even if she did, she wasn't actually a member of our pack, so mind linking her would never be possible.
It's got to it being possible.
Maybe. Who knows? I don't know.
It is possible. That's why you're saying it now. You said you bring the gun in the first act so you can shoot yourself in the third.
But that's what good people do.
Okay, yeah, but I feel like, okay, like that is what good people do. You're right. But that's also what bad people do because that's like such a basic building block of writing, you know?
Yeah, but it's also what bad people don't do. Because they're bad at it. You know what I mean?
I mean, I guess you're not wrong. Yeah. I feel like, though, this writer took one creative writing class and he saw the Harmon story circle and was like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
It's all circle. Yeah. Let's fucking do it, you know?
Yeah. So basically the rest of this is like he just yells at her to hurry up because he's very attracted to her. So he's like, hurry up, will you? Like, you know, like just hurry
okay,
up.
Okay, so this is now a middle schooler writing this because as we all know, the best way to get a girl to like you is to
be mean to them.
Be constantly mean to them.
Yeah, treat them like an indentured slave.
If you're me, high school myself.
Like literally, she's a fucking slave. If you really liked her, just be kind and
just
nice
be
to
nice.
Her.
Yeah,
you don't even
obviously.
Need to be nice. Like you could just
I mean,
be like
slave, not a slave. Just be nice to a person, then they'll like you. You know?
Well, like, okay, yes, that's the moral. But like, if you really like wanted to manipulate a slave into loving
okay,
you,
okay, yeah, you're right. Then yeah, you would be nice.
You'd
to
just
them.
Be like, oh, here's a flower. I don't know. I fucking shat it out, and then they'd be like, oh my god, you're the
this
best.
Is the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me as a slave.
Because yeah, not because they that's you know their worth. But it's because, you know, it's like, fuck, bro. That's the best thing that they have so far.
You gotta give them Stockholm, you know?
That's what I'm trying to say. It's not hard, but
it's not hard.
Just gotta be a dick to her. And then she mouths off to him, and then he, like, holds on to her. And then they have, like, a, you know, like a stare down. And then he's like, I just want to kiss you, in his mind. But then he's like, no. And then she, like, is like, get off of me. And then that's it. And it goes back to Riley's POV, and she gets the alpha says, tomorrow's your 18th birthday. And she's like, yeah. And he goes, good, because now you're going to spend the day preparing for Ash's alpha ceremony, which is the ceremony where he passes down alpha to his son.
Oh, shit.
So then she's like, oh, damn it. Even though she said, like, way before that, like, when she turns 18, they don't have a hold over her anymore.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so why is she doing...
So then she just decides to do it. It's, like, weird. Like, she's just
No, that's when
oops,
you... Yeah, that's when
now
you
I gotta wait till Saturday.
That's when you forget the rules that you've made for yourself.
That's
in the
what
universe.
It is.
Yeah.
It's not even anything like a,
yeah.
Oh, if I don't do this, then they're gonna kill me. It's nothing like that or anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's shitty. And then, you know, fucking... There's just a bunch of shit where she has attitude and then attitude. She's... upset that she's being abused, and
yeah that's not attitude at all, that's rightfully like so. I'd be fucking upset, you know.
Anyway, so then it hits midnight and she showered and then she went to bed, and there's a lot of description about her showering, and I'm not gonna read it.
You're telling me
pedophiles.
This obviously weird writer decided to write a big long extension of a 17-year-old showering.
Yeah, but it's very technical.
Oh, so that's not pedophilic. That's just so you understand, the viewer understands.
But
that.
I kind of feel like it is pedophilic.
Because no,
why
you
else would you?
Shit, it's pedophilic. Yeah,
all right,
that's
well,
the
you don't
joke.
Have to know
that's
fucking shit
joke.
Me. God damn it, rude ass.
Like,
God damn. Okay, anyway, so she hears a fucking voice. I'm the master of this story, Joshua. I can decide whether or not to continue on with the story.
Okay,
all right.
Well, why'd you say
you
master?
Are not my
you're
alpha.
The, yeah.
Huh?
You should have said you're the alpha of the story.
I'm not your alpha either. We are from different packs. Okay. God damn it. I closed my eyes to go to sleep, but before I could, I heard a voice. Hello, Riley. Who is this? My name is Kaylee. I am your wolf. I want you to guess how Kaylee is spelled.
K-A-Y-L-E-Y.
It is K-A-L-E-I-G-H.
What's the fucking G-H?
How do you think Riley is spelled?
Okay, if that's how that one's spelled.
It's not the same. But how do you think it's spelled? Because I just realized Riley has an actual spelling.
R-A-I-L-E-Y.
R-Y-L-E-E. I just want to point these details out for you.
Why'd you even add the extra E at that point?
Ryle.
Ryle.
What's up, y'all? My name is Ryle.
No, because like I'm spelling it that way, for some reason it gives me like the you're a kid with crayon trying to spell someone's name that you don't know.
Yeah.
So you're
like,
and you take the fucking crayon
the
and you're
backwards.
Holding it like with your fist. Yeah. Scraping it onto your fucking wide ruled notebook, trying to figure out how to spell a person's name.
So
I don't know why. I'm sorry if your name's spelled Riley like that, but like,
I'm really sorry.
That, I mean, compared to Kaylee, this very posh fucking British asshole name with
it's
the
this
GH.
White chick name, and that's what makes me think it's kind of a white chick.
Oh God, I don't know. I really don't
know.
I can't tell.
I legitimately think it's like a non-binary friend, or maybe even a trans person.
Maybe, but like there's such weird misogynistic shit to it that it's like it makes me my male meter just fucking goes crazy, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
And it's like but like
I also
can't
feel like the misogyny is so cartoonish maybe it's a female trying to write misogyny and make it a big
like a
self-insert of I am the best, and I have to set up how shitty and misogynistic this world is so I can overcome it.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
That's true. I don't know. I really can't fucking tell you, because, like...
I don't know either. But, okay, I gotta start this over.
Hold yeah, on. Okay, sorry, I'll continue.
Okay. Hello, Riley. Who is this? My name is Kaylee. I am your wolf. Hello, Kaylee. It is a pleasure to finally meet you. I am sorry.
Oh, I forgot. This is all in her head. Oh,
yeah.
God. Sorry. I thought that was like a door opening, and like I thought.
No, this is all in her head. So she's just sitting there.
Oh my god, just fucking
about to go to sleep. Okay, I'm sorry. For what? For the pain and suffering you have been through. I have been researching your memories, and it pains me to see. Yeah, yeah, I have been researching your memories, and it pains me to see how much heartache you have endured.
That reminds, it just reminds me of the Community episode where the dean gets the VR headset, and yeah. All I can imagine is the wolf, like, running
and
through
Jesus
her memories.
Wept.
And Jesus wept. This memory of getting abused, this memory of getting abused.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
That's, okay.
Yeah. There's nothing that can be done about it. But we have alpha blood. And that will stay between us for the time being. Riley? Yes, Kaylee? We will get through this together. I'm here for you now. Thank you. It's nice to know that I have at least one true friend in my life now. We are more than friends. We are family.
Okay, that's nice. That's nice.
That was kind of nice.
Yeah.
The thing is
weird.
Why
are you saying it's still weird? Yeah. I'm waiting for the drop of, like, oh, hey, we're no longer
famous. Yeah, like her own wolf betrays her.
Betrays
that would be
her.
So cool.
That would be cool.
I
yeah.
would read that, actually. Like, I would. Because I play Neopets. And on Reddit, like, they're kind of right that I would like this story.
Knew it. Fucking.
Okay. I smiled at her words and drifted off to sleep. I finally had my wolf. And now it's time to take control of my life. But first, I had to get through this alpha ceremony for Ash.
No, you don't.
Note to writers, if you had to write the word blah in your story, rewrite everything.
How's
start
blah
again.
Spelled?
B-L-A-H.
Okay, good. All right. I was about to say, that's how I... Is it in all caps?
No.
Okay, if you're going to commit to, like, the fucking cartoon, the comic book sound effects of... Whoop-bam! Pow!
Yeah,
splat.
You gotta do
it. You gotta do it.
PM.
Like, even when, like a real writer, like, puts that into their story. Ooh, I'm sorry. Okay,
writer.
I get to say that. So... All right, listen. I don't care who the fuck you are, all right? I know, when I say I get to say that, I mean literally anyone else gets to say that too, because even yeah. though I have writing experience, it does not, we all read at some point in our lives, you know? Like, yeah. if you're gonna write splat as, like, a little joke, you may get the one line, no. and then, you know, because, like, oh, this is the comedy thing, you know?
The only way that you can write splat with just a capital and not all caps is if you're talking about the terrible hair dye.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Named splat.
Yeah, if you have the word splat, you should probably all caps it because you're obviously making a joke here or something, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but blah, come on.
Okay.
Come on.
So she wakes up the next day. It's her 18th birthday. She's very
finally
happy.
Legal.
Finally legal. She's
now
I gotta go do all this stuff for Ash.
All right, also, writer's note for everybody here that this is the point where legally you're allowed to write a shower scene for your character.
I'll be honest with you. As a 23-year-old woman, I don't think I ever want to hear any stories about anybody 17 to 18 years old. I don't ever want to read anything about that. Even in porn, I want to meet a 40-year-old woman. I want to see what sexual escapades a 40-year-old woman is getting up to. Because that shit is way more interesting than a 17-year-old and an 18-year-old learning how to have sex for the first time or whatever. I don't give a shit. I'm done. I'm tired of it.
I believe a 40-year-old is more likely to be a real estate agent than the 18-year-old.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly. I want to know, are we going to have sex in this vacant house or not? How many?
I just turned 18 yesterday, and I got my renter's license today.
Oh shit!
So now I'm what they call a prodigy.
I'm what they call a fucking prodigy. Okay. So she woke up the next morning. She prepared breakfast for 50 wolves, and then
50 wolves.
They made a big.
50.
They make such a big deal about there being exactly like 53 wolves in this pack.
There's 53 wolves.
There's 53,
yeah.
And I gotta make breakfast
it's
for everybody.
It's about to be 54.
Because I'm gonna get preggers. Do you think when they have a baby, it's probably not, but do you think it's a pup? It's a pup?
It has to be, right?
Instead of a human
technically,
baby.
Technically. Well, they're not real humans then, right? They had to be pups. But they had to come out like a human baby.
But that's what I'm saying. Do you think it comes out with, like, the wolf ears and the little tail?
Yes.
And, like,
probably.
Eyes closed?
It has to be, right?
I mean, babies come out with eyes closed.
Usually,
Sarah,
I suppose.
You're stupid.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, yeah, no, I assume they had to be pups. Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're missing the big thing. She realizes that Ash is her mate because she smells Ash.
Oh.
So they are mates.
They are mates officially.
So she was like, okay, I better go confront him about this because I hate this guy. So I gathered myself and prepared for an uncomfortable scene and knocked on the door. Who is it? I heard his whiny voice. It's Riley. Ugh, go away. I heard the she-wolf he's with. Shut up and continue, he yelled at her. Come in, Riley, he said.
Wait, shut up and continue?
And then come in. Riley, he said. I took another deep breath and opened the door.
How graphic.
Not at all.
Okay, good.
They don't even really say what's going on.
Oh, now is the point where they're like no, we
yeah,
don't.
It's like,
we,
now it's classy.
Now we're going to have some brevity.
Okay.
We're going to have some fucking, have some soul of wit in this fucking story.
So chapter two. That was all the first chapter.
How fucking long was that? Is that an hour 10?
This is what I told you. It's gonna be long as shit.
All right. How many more chapters?
I think it's literally just this one.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But a lot of this I'm gonna skip through. Because there's literally only one thing after this that I really want to read.
All right. Okay.
And all then, right. Okay. It's this.
And then something
and then
else.
Something
okay.
Else.
All right.
Okay. So Ash goes, Ash's POV. Same scene. That's right. You're doing a great job. I tell the Omega. She giggles and moans as she continues. This one knew what she was doing. Just then, there was a knock on my door. Who is it? I call out without even thinking. It's Riley. My thoughts are clouded when I hear that name. Just then, I caught her scent from beyond the door. It was, ellipses, wonderful. She smelled like roses. I never thought the smell of roses could be this sweet. Are you fucking Shakespeare at this
yeah,
point? No. There's a wolf. No, there's a werewolf sucking off another werewolf.
Just fucking.
Just. Oh, yeah, it's great.
It was a March day when. when it's... Riley approached my door with the footsteps, the roses in her scent slowly. Slowly
Dad,
but surely.
Maybe get the fuck over yourself. I don't know. Maybe just shut the fuck up.
Meanwhile, okay, wait, Sarah, say all that again. Okay. Well, okay, start from the description of Riley.
It's Riley. My thoughts are clouded when I hear that name. Just said I got her sent from beyond the door. It was wonderful. You're doing so well. She smelled like roses. I never thought the smell of roses could be this sweet. Her scent made me excited, and I was sure the Omega thought it was because of her. So now you gotta say, ugh, go away.
Go away.
Shut up and continue, I tell her and shove her head back down. I couldn't... Why couldn't they ever listen when I tell them to never speak? I compose myself and lay back, letting the Omega do her thing. Come in, Riley. After a moment, the door opened and her scent hit me like a ton of bricks. Her face, when she saw what was happening, was one of disgust and irritation. I wonder why. What could that be about? Oh my god.
Oh, that's too hot for TV. So you're just gonna hear a fucking, you're just gonna see a big blur when I do that.
Just all of Josh is gonna be pixelated.
Blurred, yeah.
Oh man. What do you want? I ask, trying not to show my happiness by her presence. He's trying not to wag my tail. Wag my little tail.
God, I'm really hoping she just doesn't call me a good boy.
He's got a praise king, too. You know why I'm here, she said with no emotion. I smirked, so she feels that I am her mate as well. Kano was stirring in my mind, telling me to claim her and mark her, but I wasn't going to.
Claim her and pee on her.
Give her a golden shower.
Give her a quick golden shower to get that claiming on.
Put her in a diaper. But I wasn't going to. I was going to go through it with my plan, and I was going to reject Riley. As much as I wanted to do it first thing today at breakfast, I knew that if I pushed it off, I would change my mind. You, whatever your name is, get out, I tell the Omega. She lifted her head in shock. What?
What?
Imagine, like, glug, glug, glug. What? Oh, there's somebody else in here? No, Okay. Whatever.
Oh, God.
You heard me. Get out. Ugh. She grunted and got out, slamming the door behind her. Riley looked at the door and then back at me. God, she was so beautiful.
Zip. She is so beautiful.
I think that happens in this.
Her eyes glisten in the sun.
Sorry. God, she was so beautiful. No, I can't think like this. I need to reject her and fast. So I guess you feel it too, huh? I asked her while standing up. She didn't even flinch at the fact I wear nothing in front of her. Yes.
Mind me, Riley.
Well, I hate to burst your bubble, but if you came here thinking I was going to accept you as my mate, you're dead wrong. She just looked at me with those gorgeous brown eyes. But something was off. There was no hurt in her eyes. There were no feelings at all. This shouldn't be bothering me, but it does. I shook the thought away. I, Ashford Patterson, future alpha of the Half Moon Pack, hereby reject you, Ryan Lee, as my mate. I say, trying to hide the remorse in my voice. She looked up at me and smirked. Why was she smirking? Thank you, she replied. What? And I say it like that because the what has an exclamation point and a question mark. Thank you, she repeated. You have no idea how happy it makes me that you're rejecting me right now. You're saving me the misery of being tied to you because of the dumb mate bond and the agony of having to be the Luna of this pack of misfits, mutts, and murderers. She said with venom in her voice. Why was she not hurting? Why were her words hurting me? Riley, what are you? I, Ryan Lee Duquesne, daughter of the late Alpha Mitchell Jackson Duquesne of the Silver Lake Pack, hereby accept your rejection. Her acceptance hit me like a freight train. The pain of our bond breaking knocked the wind out of me, and I fell back onto the bed. But she wasn't hurting. She was fine. She was the daughter of an alpha. She's an alpha by blood. This is a Facebook ad.
This is a Facebook ad.
This whole thing is a Facebook ad.
This is the worst Facebook ad. I feel like you gotta get in and get out.
I mean, it drew me in. It drew me in. So that's why I got it, I guess.
But I mean, like, holy shit.
I was reading this and I got up to this point and then a friend called me and I talked to him for 3 hours and two of those hours were me reading this entire thing to him.
That makes sense. I gotta ask now because this is my new theory. What are the odds that this is a book retelling of the worst D&D campaign?
That would be actually dope. Like if it was marketed as like a really shitty D&D campaign, I would read it.
Yeah.
But
because I wonder now. Because a lot of this is like, this is really, that we're now that we're getting into the kick of it.
Yeah.
It seems like there was a DM that wanted to make a story for all these characters and there's only one real way to go.
Yeah. It does seem like that.
It seems like a lot of these, there was a critical fail role when I'm asking the girl to leave from the blowjob.
Yeah, because a lot of what happens doesn't really make sense. It sounds like what a bunch of friends would make up.
Yeah.
Like raunchy little shit that would
happen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I felt tears in my eyes. My heart was breaking, and hers wasn't. Why was I the one who was hurting? Kano howled in sorrow in my head. He was whimpering. I like to think of that three wolf shirt.
Yeah.
During this point, like Kano's in the background. And then like, there's another one looking at you with tears in his eyes. So that's how I imagine this aesthetic. My wolf, my alpha wolf, was whimpering like a little puppy at the loss of his mate. Riley shook her head and left my room. She was gone. That was it. My mate was gone. I wanted to hurt her and break her, but she broke me instead. I told you not to reject her. Kana ferociously growled. You never said she was an alpha. This is my favorite point. And this is also what makes me... This is the exact line that makes me think this is a woman.
Okay, all right.
That shouldn't matter. Her blood and her rank shouldn't matter. We were her mate. We were supposed to love her, cherish her, and protect her. You know what I mean?
I get it. I get it.
It could be a
but
dude.
What a woman purposefully write
I
in
kind of think
scene?
It's a trans female.
Okay.
A trans woman.
Okay. I mean, even then, though.
Which is a woman.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, trans women are women.
Yeah.
I can't fathom any woman.
Transformation themes also.
That is true, yeah.
You know, as a werewolf. I mean, most of the time werewolves are trans allegories. like in horror.
Yeah, that's not wrong.
And
I guess.
It's most of the time it is about feminist.
I don't
and sexual.
Fuck, I don't know enough to know to dispute or say that confirm that.
I don't
honestly.
Know enough about stars to dispute it.
I don't know. I don't know about any of this.
I don't know.
Bullshit.
I could be totally wrong. I'd be a dumb.
But yeah,
dumb bitch.
This is such a. I mean, I really don't. I don't know.
I don't know.
There's a lot of my red flags.
I feel like a lot of that was.
I feel like
I do not think people would read this far down to get to this point, and this is where the real personal shit comes out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I feel like if you want the personal shit to be read about,
no, I don't think they want.
Oh,
the
they
personal
didn't
shit.
Want that. Okay,
I think they want the beginning to be like. I think they legitimately believe this was a good story. And they put this shit at the top, and they're like, this is my best writing at the top. And then it gets down, it becomes their personal project at the end.
I don't know. Mm. Unironically, I don't know. I still think it's probably just a cis man that's... Because I feel like... Yeah. I feel like this is... This
it
is,
could be.
This is the red herring to make it seem like there's a woman.
Right.
Behind this. I think this is...
It is so also cartoony about, like... You know,
I mean, yeah, it is. It's definitely cartoony in that yeah. in those aspects. But like, even then, I feel
it could be like a 60-year-old dude trying to write yes. as a 17-year-old, 18-year-old girl.
Yeah,
I think it very well could be that as well.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know.
Yeah.
How much okay. more is there for this paragraph? Portion of it before the ending one.
So there is a lot. It's basically just like she continues on with her day and she says like, oh, you know, I'm going to make these invitations and I'm going to make food for all 53 wolves again. And then the alpha is like kind of nice to her a little bit because he's like, you didn't fuck up anything today. So now you get to eat food. And she's like, great. Yay. And so happy birthday. You get to
happy
you get food.
Nice.
Yeah. So there's a bunch, and then it flash forwards to Ash's alpha ceremony.
Ooh.
And all of the lady wolves are like getting ready because they can't wait to go to the ceremony to try and meet their mate, because there are wolves out there who have either rejected their mate or haven't found their mate yet.
Oh, okay.
Because it's all basically like proximity.
Yeah.
Me too. and so there are a bunch of them, so they all want to go. Blah blah blah. And so they're, you know, they're all talking about who do you think your mate is? Blah blah blah. But they're also trying to mate with Ash.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Ash is gonna be alpha. So that's
yeah,
like
they want that alpha energy in them, you know. What
they
want
to be Luna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
want to
be Luna.
Yeah. So
if you break the link between Lunas and Alpha or whatever.
It's generally thought of, look at me. Look at me being the official aficionado of the story.
Yeah, you are.
I know. I'm just, it's funny. But no, it's generally thought of that if you break the mate pack, you don't get a second chance, but sometimes you do. Sometimes the moon goddess gives you a different person.
Okay, all right. God, this is weird.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be the aficionado of this story, Sarah?
Fucking awesome.
The fucking the lord keeper, crypt keeper of
yeah. I am the crypt keeper, yes. Yeah. So then there's an unknown POV who is going to the alpha ceremony who also doesn't like Eric or Ash, the alpha and the new alpha, and thinks of them as bullshit, and also says that, like, they, you know, took over the Silver Lake pack and, like...
This is Wolf Lee Harvey Oswald.
Driving by. This is when you realize that they can drive cars. I thought this was all
like outside in castles.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, when she makes the invitations, she just says that she sends them through Wolf Interpostal Mail. And I'm like, y'all got a mail service? Y'all got Wolf Postman?
There's a Wolf Post Office, dude.
You got a Wolf Post
There's
Office?
There's Wolf FedEx.
You got
There's Wolf UPS.
There's Wolf
fucking
Amazon
Prime.
There's a Wolf Jeff Bezos.
There's a Wolf Jeff Bezos. There's a Wolf Blue Origin.
There's a Wolf Shein. Somebody's child is crying.
I think we're yelling too loudly.
I think so, maybe.
Yeah, all
okay,
right.
We'll calm down.
Yeah.
So fast forward, basically everybody's at the ceremony, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Riley doesn't really want to be there. The shit gets passed down to Ash. So he's now alpha of the pack.
Okay.
Okay. So As I snuck away from the backyard and through the living room, I felt someone grab my arm and turn me to face them. Before I could even see who it was, I felt a sharp pain across my cheek. It was so sudden, and the force was so strong, I fell to the ground. After a moment of trying to get my brain to focus, I looked up and saw Emma. Also, this is Riley's POV, just letting you know, we're back to Riley.
Okay,
all
right.
Okay. What the was all I could say? Emma is Ash's sister.
Oh, okay.
So she's just another wolf, but is also royalty, technically.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay. All right, okay.
Okay, what the was all I could say? Are you trying to get me sick? She shrieked. What are you talking about? I asked from the floor. There's cheese in the enchiladas. You know very well I am lactose intolerant. Seriously?
That's going to be the thing that just...
So, also, previously, Riley made all the food for the...
Okay, all right.
Yeah. She was blaming me for there being cheese in the enchiladas with the wrong there. T-H-E-I-R.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Are you kidding me right now? I didn't make the menu, Emma. Your mom did, I spat. What? She screamed. Enchiladas are made with cheese. It's called for in the recipe. Look it up on Google. Werewolf Google,
yeah.
I stood up to my feet. The fact that you don't know that makes you even dumber than you look. Her face was priceless. I already knew I would end up getting beaten, but pressing her buttons was kind of fun. And no one told you to eat them, dummy. And that last comment earned me another slap.
Jesus. That's a lot of slapping.
And this time it was from Nicole. How dare you talk to my daughter that way? She growled. It wasn't even really... a growl. It was more like a grunt or a burp. Mom, she said you're the one who ordered the cheese enchiladas, Emma said. I am. Mom, I'm lactose intolerant. Riley, why didn't you remind me that Emma was lactose intolerant? It's not my job to remind you that your child is allergic or intolerant to. If you can't remember that, then you're one sorry excuse of a mother. This is a werewolf story.
Yeah, this is very much,
Yeah.
Jesus.
Okay, me and my big mouth got me slapped not once, not twice, but three times. The third slap knocked me to the ground again, and I felt a kick to my abdomen, which knocked the wind out of me.
Jesus
Christ. Don't you ever kick, ever punch to the face, ever slap again, ever. Fuck.
It's just so funny that every single one has to have something.
Yeah.
Just do it all in one.
Yeah, but they won't. I gotta start again. Don't you ever kick, ever punch to the face, ever slap again, ever kick to the chest. Talk to me that way again. Nicole shrieked in her high-pitched, mousy voice and kicked my face with the ball of her foot. There's no physical possible way that any of those could have happened in that order.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, that's too weird. That's too weird of order, a sequence.
Yeah. Try me, I muttered. Yes, I didn't know when to stay down, so sue me. I saw her foot come up my face again when a massive roar shook the entire house and stopped her dead in her tracks. I had no idea what it was or who it was, but a part of me was just glad it happened. I could feel myself going in and out of consciousness when the faint scent of fresh rain flooded my senses. Then I heard a very soothing yet very pissed off voice. Get away from my mate!
Oh.
And it's the unknown POV, who is a alpha of a different pack. And that's the end.
I don't even know what to say. I really do not know what to say to this. What do I say to this, sir?
I don't know, Josh. We can't be loud because there's a child next door, but I don't know. It's bad.
The internet was a mistake.
Yeah, and I do want to say, trigger warning for people who maybe have made suicide attempts and have been fucking judged for it, which is bullshit. But the other thing that I skipped over, that I just realized I skipped over, was previously Riley was talking about, yeah, I thought about suicide, but I'm not a quitter.
I'm not a fucking pussy like the rest of the people.
Yeah, exactly. It's like so stupid.
Yeah, that's so dumb.
So I was like, I gotta put this person on blast. This person.
Yeah, sucks. Fuck this person.
This
yeah,
person is
Jesus.
Trash. Yeah.
Bad writer and bad takes.
Yeah. So I told you this was gonna be long.
This was, yeah. Where are we at? Like an hour 30 of raw recording?
Yep. I warned you.
All right, I'll finish this off then.
Okay, do the Sigma.
We're doing Sigma. Goddamn.
Reddit Sigma.
Reddit. All right. This is the weak compromise because yeah. I'm sorry that you're not gonna be able to do the Reddit. It's too late.
No, it's all right. Mine were shitty anyway.
I get you. So I need
mine was
your...
about a guy who didn't was blaming his girlfriend for bad sex even though she was in pain. And he was just like, she never wants to get on top because she's always in pain.
Her knees hurt.
Like, so I'm just been thinking about fucking other girls. And it's like, whoa. All right, bud. Damn, yo. Maybe you should. And also tell her to go find someone else who will take care of her.
God. Yeah, all right. Yeah. So I need to. So last week when we went through relationship posts.
Yeah.
I'm just jumping into it.
Do it. It's late. Go ahead. Yeah.
So last week we went through a relationship post. We did what we could. And now I decided to do something different. We've been watching a lot of Sigma edits.
Yeah.
We've been making fun of Sigma males, the whole concept of that.
Josh loves Sigma grindstep edits.
I love Sigma grindstep edits. It's so funny. It's. All right. So I decided to look up Sigma on Reddit.
Yeah.
There is an r/Sigma.
That's fun.
That's apparently, it was created in May 7th, 2020, or 2012.
2012?
This is a 9-month-old subreddit.
2012?
May 7th, 2012. So nine-year-old subreddit.
Okay,
yes.
You said 9-month-old.
Sorry, 9-year-old.
Okay.
This is a 9-year-old child about to go be 10 years old in a year.
Yep.
So, this r/Sigma has existed for 9 years. 5 days ago,
yeah,
there was a post from Life Mirror.
Life Mirror.
U/Life Mirror.
Fun. Okay.
Recruiting all unhomed actual Sigma males to r/Sigma_males. (Parentheses) No Zoomer Sigma meme spam. Actual Sigmas only.
This is you got to be title. On the internet for this.
Yeah.
You gotta
this
be
is going to be this is
going to
be terminally internet. The meme.
Gosh. Okay.
So, recruiting all unhomed actual Sigma males to r/Sigma males. No Zoomer Sigma meme spam. Actual Sigma only. So this guy just literally copied and pasted the title into the thing.
Good.
So, I found this, and then we're going to go to Sigma males. We're going to talk about a whole subreddit.
So, by unhomed Sigma males, Josh, I assume that he means homeless Sigma males.
Yeah, no.
So
they don't have.
You know, because Sigmas want to look out for their brethren.
Yes.
So they want to like make sure like, hey, you know, I'm a decent guy. I want to make sure that you have a home and have access to water, food, shelter, clothes.
Yeah. Exactly. It's mutual aid, really.
I want to get you healthy. I want to book you job interviews. I want to get you back up on your feet, buddy.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is that you want to do. Maybe you don't want a job. I don't know. Fuck.
I don't know. Yeah. I think this community was made by this guy because it's literally a moderator. So Life Mirror made Sigma_males.
So he was
and then
advertising?
Looked at Sigma. Yeah. He went to. So about this community.
Yeah.
At this current time, non-Sigmas are allowed to post for the sole reason of honing fellow Sigmas' verbal debate skills. I will eviscerate any TOS breaking though. And I'll tell you this right now, there's 106 members, 9 of them are online, including me.
Oh my god, we can argue with 9 of them.
We can argue with 9 of them.
Right now.
So, I here's the pinned mod post.
Okay.
The goal of this segment is to figure out whether or not this is a real thing. This is a, or
it's
this
gotta
is a
be
meme.
Real. I completely believe it.
But I think there's people that are trying to do the Zoomer meme span.
Yeah.
But I have to figure out which ones are the Zoomer memes and which ones aren't.
Right.
Because I actually don't know.
Yeah.
So, because some of them are still up. I assume this guy is on right now, 24/7, trying to suppress.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So this is a no BS subreddit for actual Sigmas. No overuse of Zoomer humor /memes. Thanks.
Saying no memes is just begging to get cream pied by memes.
Yeah, so I've noticed all the Sigma subreddits have been taken over by Zoomers and Reddit beta males making fun of Sigmas. The first comment from Shallow Stroker. Agree.
We gotta be quiet. There's a little
I know, but
oh, wow, that's
we gotta be quiet. It's too late. It's 1:30 in the morning,
what
everybody.
What beautiful debate skills these guys got.
I mean, the memes are fucking hilarious, but when I heard what a, quote, Sigma male is the first time, it did sound like me. Not just for myself, but friends and girlfriend also recognized me in it. Always found it odd how competitive some people are. The fight for dominance seems pretty primitive to me. It's interesting how the internet is currently making fun of Sigmas, quote. Does the idea of a person outside of dominance hierarchies make some people uncomfortable?
No, it's because that's what everybody is.
Yeah, like, Sigmas.
The alphas and the betas are outliers. Like, those people are dumbasses.
Well, people who already talk about the alpha and beta things are automatically not regular people because they are terminally online. Like, they're not,
I mean,
like,
they are people.
They are people, yes.
But they're
like,
not like...
But they're not, they're goofy. We all agree on that.
Yeah, they're little silly boys. But, like, when you say, like...
Because you don't
identify... I just think it's primitive to be in a... Yeah, Craig,
it is primitive. Yes, it is primitive.
We all think that, too. Thanks for coming, like, to the show.
Yeah, like, obviously. And that's the interesting thing. And, okay, so Life Mirror responds.
He's ready to eviscerate. Yeah. Life Mirror's ready.
Yeah, the memes are used by 40% Zoomer ADHD meme reap thought brains, 40% insecure soy beta males, and 20% actual Sigmas. With another person saying, strong Sigma vibes in this comment. Keep grinding, bro.
Sigma male grind step.
Yeah, right?
The Life Mirror.
Yeah, like, yeah. So I really...
The Sigma male calls out the beta cucks for using memes.
Yeah, and I can't figure out, unironically, what's real and what's fake. Because at this point, this seems like a meme.
It does
this
seem like Life Mirror meme. Is a meme lord, you know?
Yes,
That's what it seems 100%
like, agree.
How do you know all this vocabulary, half of which I do not understand?
Yeah, no, I do not understand. Oh, but the reason why I wanted to talk about this was the first thing I saw. This was top 4 hours ago.
Yeah, so Life Mirror was like, yeah.
Yeah, and this is still up here, so this is apparently still considered. I think this person might be a mod of the fucking community.
Yeah.
So, are you ready? Are you ready for the... This is a meme. This is technically a meme. This is a photo Instagram square thing.
Yeah, okay.
The poor man buys drugs for fun. Poor man being in, like, light yellow text and then pink text for drugs for fun. And that'll be the same for the next one.
Okay.
The rich man buys drugs to work harder. And then I want you to guess what the image macro is. I want you to guess what's the image that goes to this quote.
Is it Pepe?
It's not Pepe.
Fuck. I'm trying to remember all those advice animals.
I'll give you a big hint.
It's like
Cuban drug lord.
Oh, are you kidding me? It's like Narcos.
It's Narco. It's one of the Narcos. I can't think of the name right now.
I don't watch it.
Fuck, what is it? Hold on. Hold on.
This is necessary to know the name of
Pablo Escobar.
Oh, yeah. It's Pablo Escobar.
Pablo Escobar.
Wow. At CEO Lifestyle.
At CEO Lifestyle. And I don't know if that's a meme.
You know what I want my CEO's... fucking
Pablo Escobar, the original CEO.
Yeah, you know what idols I want my CEOs to have? Pablo Escobar. Drug lords.
Drug lord Pablo Escobar. So this one, I can't tell if this one's a meme. This next one, but it's from the same place.
Yeah.
It's from CEO Lifestyle, with Lifestyle misspelled. Ask yourself this every day. Would you rather shower for 20 minutes or learn a new language?
That's got to be a meme.
That one's got to be a meme, but it's still up and was posted by the same guy who also has a pinned thing by the moderators. Yes.
I mean, I you know what? I got to go in. I got to clown on him. I got to be like, what? You guys don't take your phone and your Duolingo into the shower with you?
Yeah, right?
You like, what? You guys don't
males multitask. Did
learn
you know
French and wash your balls at the same time? What are you talking about? This subreddit is begging to get memed on.
Well, okay, I gotta ask you this.
This
okay,
is like
so
a barely
you...
legal werewolf made.
This is
wiping
us
up my cum.
So, okay. This is the last thing from this guy that is currently pinned.
Okay.
Scenario. This is okay. The title of this is Go for the Bag. Mm. Scenario. A man drops his wallet on the street.
Are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me right now? I know exactly where this is going.
The beta returns it to the man. Yeah. The alpha steals the money. Mm. The sigma steals his identity. Sigma's go for the bag. And it's just a photo of a wallet on the ground.
You know, maybe this is real.
Do you think this is real?
Maybe. I fully believe it.
Do you,
I'm going to believe it.
You're going to believe it?
Do you know what? The mod said there are no memes.
There are no memes allowed.
No memes allowed in this subreddit. So you know what? I don't believe any of these are memes. I think these are real life hacks for you. Because you know what? That's what the mod said. That's what the subreddit is about.
And I don't know, because like the part of me that wants to say this is a meme is the background image is just a tile of, I believe, Jake Gyllenhaal from the movie where he's the psychopathic guy that films like accidents, Nightcrawler.
Oh.
So I don't know. And I can't tell who the photo is of, but it's like some guy. That's it. That's all you need to just
scream.
He has black hair and he has a beard like this. He has like the thin mustache but doesn't connect to the bottom of it.
Goatee?
Yeah, goatee. Yeah. Yeah, it's a goatee. Okay, well, listen, guys, I don't know what I have, so y'all figure it out, you know?
It's a goatee.
It's a goatee, yeah. But this is where I know Life Mirror is probably a real person, because they have a couple posts.
Okay.
Guess what?
What?
A female would have to literally pay me monthly payment for me to be their boyfriend. Tag Lone Wolf.
Yeah, that's why I don't have a girlfriend, guys. It's because none of them make enough money. Because women, I just wish I could meet a woman sigma who would buy drugs to make money, enough money, so that she could pay me to be her boyfriend. That's why I don't have a girlfriend, guys. It's not because I'm horribly unattractive in personality, at least.
Well, okay, hold on. Okay, so Lone Wolf. Okay, so guess what? A female would have to literally pay me to be my monthly payment for me to be their boyfriend. Why? Because as my girlfriend, I would have to set her up with money-making revenues ASAP so she doesn't eventually leech off of me. And even if I did have a girlfriend, I would barely have sex with her unless it was for reproducing. So this man is also on r/breathing.
I just don't get. How is that sigma? How is that sigma to only sigma have sex when with you your only girlfriend?
Have sex to have
do you
kids?
Make a child?
It's very Christian, if you ask me. It's very much procreate and be fruitful, or whatever the fuck the saying is.
I don't know. Yeah. Fuck, I don't believe
it. And then
after
reproducing, lull at sex.
Okay, what's the gender and what do you think the age is of that person? Because believe me, I think that's an 8-year-old child.
I want to keep in mind, this subreddit was created 6 days ago.
Really?
August 30th of 2021.
That's so funny.
Lull at sex. If you feel like having sex, just masturbate and the sex feelings will literally go away.
So that,
it's that simple. It's just that 99.99% of people don't think with a logic flow, so they miss obvious truths.
That's a not... Okay. So that actually is a Reddit thing, though. The jerking off before making any decisions.
Yeah, no.
That was like a Reddit incel thing
back in the day.
It was like, do you really like hanging out with that bitch? Masturbate first, and then with the post-nut clarity, you'll know if you want to go hang out with her again. Then that's how you know it's really love. And it's like, no, maybe you're just a man who is not in touch with his emotions, and you've literally never experienced any emotion. So when you do, you think it's sexual.
Yeah, right.
Because you're a weird monster of a person. And you know what? I can't blame your parents. I know some people are going to be like, it's the parents' fault. No, you're 30. You should be able to know if you love somebody without jacking off first.
Yeah, right.
That's crazy.
Exactly.
You need to grow up.
Okay,
honey.
Okay. If you think that's crazy, mm-hmm. you want to know the one comment with 7 upvotes? By the way, this post has 13 upvotes.
I can't believe 13 different yeah. accounts upvoted that.
I can. So this is the comment.
It's one guy with 13 different accounts. It's got to be.
Yeah, right. I hope so.
You can't
so
deal with any other.
Okay, quote, and even I did have a girlfriend, I would barely have sex with her unless it's for reproducing. Based breeder, fuck antinatalists. And then, lol at sex. If you feel like having sex, just masturbate in the feelings. Sex feelings will literally go away. It's that simple. No, you need to edge. Remember. Remember, you're not allowed to come. You must harvest your seed for breeding purposes. Edit. I forgot to say that you should note on what days of the month she ovulates and only do it on those days.
You see, man, this is what we're afraid of. When we go on Tinder dates with you and you say, oh yeah, I love Reddit. This is what we're afraid of, is that we're going to go through. We're like, okay, give me your history right now, because if you... I need to know if you're going to cut out my ovaries tonight if we have sex, because you're harvesting your own semen for breed purposes, and fuck antinatalists, and anything else is you edging. You don't actually have sex. You actually have to go out and edge.
I didn't want to read more of this, but I need to read more of this. I'm so sorry. No, it's all ahead. By the same guy.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay.
This guy is wonderful.
This might be the last one because this is too good. I'm sorry. Something I wonder.
Oh, what does this guy wonder about? You know what? That's what I was wondering about, was what does this guy wonder?
Sometimes I wonder if fast food is actually bad for you. It has attacked science.
I'm crying. Sometimes I wonder, does 2 + 2 actually equal 4, or is that just what they want you to believe?
I wonder.
Hashtag man.
Okay, all right, okay, let's read it. Okay. What I understand is fast food is bad because the combination for simple carbs plus oil spikes your blood sugar beyond belief. --, like an arrow, inflammation. But some people seem to process fast food fine, specifically young people / teenagers, and then some people get FK'd by it and say that they feel horrible after eating it. Yeah, no, yeah.
Okay.
They didn't put the UC, though, you know, because we can't swear as sigma.
We can't swear as sigma.
Yeah.
It's against the rules.
Am I correct in saying if you don't feel bad after eating fast food, that you process fast food fine and that is fine to eat it, ?
Guys, I had a thought recently. Maybe Santa Claus isn't real? Guys, I told my mom I wanted McDonald's, but she wouldn't go get McDonald's. So then I was like, why not? She said fast food is bad for you, but I was like, I don't feel bad after I eat fast food, so that must mean I process it, right? I process it normal, right? Sigma, guys, lone wolves. Me, another lone wolf. Can you tell me what to do? Please?
Okay. Well, okay, so the response, there's two comments.
I could fucking Google this, but I can't be fucking asked to do it.
This one only has 4 upvotes, by the way. So this next one...
Mommy won't let me touch the computer.
We as Sigmas don't care about health. Yesterday night, I ate hair and rotten chicken with a side of McDonald's barbecue sauce.
What?
I am so focused in the grind that I don't care what I eat. That is a waste of time. I could be grinding. I hope that answers your question, Sigma in making.
That makes me sad. That's real. That makes me sad. It can't be real, though.
I don't think that one was real. Yeah, I don't think that one's
funny
real.
Funny as fuck, though. Whoever's planning on these people are really funny.
Yeah, but this is... Can you guys believe that this food was actually bad for you?
Is fast food actually
so what
bad
makes,
for you?
What makes me laugh about this is the idea that like there's the science tag, which implies that there's other posts about science.
You gotta click on the science
tag. Where it's just like, so oh, by the way, the flares for this, the tags, mm-hmm. there, it's money, science, trader, lone wolf, logic based beta male. All right, I'm gonna click the science one. Oh, the learning a new language one was tagged as science.
Science?
So if the idea of whether or not you should shower for 20 minutes or learn a new language,
which science?
Is science.
Guys, guys. Wow, that's a lot, huh? You know, and I really hope that we're not called beta cucks in the comments because of this.
I hope we do.
Because you know what? All my comments back to these people are going to be, at least I take a fucking shower.
Instead of learn a new language.
So what if I don't know Spanish? At least I'm clean.
At least I'm fucking clean, dude. Dude, could you fucking imagine talking to someone and first of all you smell them because they don't shower every day because they know all these languages.
Fuck that, a job interview.
You go to a job interview and
and it's like, oh, do you know Spanish? Do you know English? Sorry, I only know English. Oh, that's okay, blah blah blah. Do you, you know, you can take a Duolingo or whatever you can learn on the job. Nobody ever does that. Whatever.
Yeah, no,
you
yeah,
go out
of
and you find
not.
A different fucking job. You have a better opportunity of finding a different job. Hey, do you know English or Spanish? Oh, oh no, about that, honey.
I know every language, actually.
You know every language?
I know every language.
All right, well, we'll be in touch. But not literally, because I would not touch you.
No, yeah, no, of course not.
Yeah.
So, so is that a real subreddit? Are those real people, Sarah? Do you think there's.
I hope the entire thing is bait.
I really hope so. I'll take the bait immediately. That's so funny. It's so funny to me.
I hope, like, it makes me sad, though, to think that that could be real, and I really do think it could be real.
Oh, it could be. It 100% could be. There's the idea of, like, Sigma males, because there are people that will call themselves Sigma males.
Yeah.
I wonder if this is going to be the new meeting place for them. Are we on the ground floor of this?
I think so.
You're not going to see this on any other Reddit podcast.
Yeah, all right. Get it fucking through your fucking
head. Get it
head.
Through your heads, everybody.
Fucking
oh my god.
Damn.
Send us your favorite sub 500 sub count Reddit and we'll
go into the deep dives of Reddit.
God. Just look up Sigma and you'll have the time of your life apparently. Yeah.
If you're privileged enough to not be traumatized by it already.
I'm traumatized by that.
Me too. I gotta work.
Sometimes I wonder if fast food is actually bad
for you. Sometimes I wonder. I really gotta know what this guy is thinking about at all times, man.
Science is on this guy's mind 24/7.
Science.
He has Neil deGrasse Tyson on in the background.
Oh, remember an r/atheism way back when? In like 2012. And they were like, oh man. And then Circle Jerk made the, they don't really think it be like it is, but it do.
Yeah,
Black Science Man, and there was Neil deGrasse Tyson over a nebula, like a stock photo of a nebula.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh god, beautiful.
They got him, dude. They got him. That's how memes are made, baby.
Destroyed with facts and logic.
Yeah,
it is late.
It is very late. We woke up a baby during this podcast. I think somebody else was yelling, so maybe it was them. I'm gonna blame them because I don't want to feel bad.
I don't
want to
feel bad either.
So.
Sarah, what do you want to plug?
Follow us on TikTok at APWSTR and also on YouTube at A Podcast Will Save This.
Or APWSTR Productions, technically. Yeah.
And then on Instagram at A Podcast Will Save This. And that's pretty much it, man. You can also email us at apodcastwillsavethis@gmail.com.
I'm Joshua Chinland on Twitter.
Yeah.
A guy nicknamed JC on Twitch.
Yep.
And Joshua Chinland on YouTube, even though I don't post videos there right now.
Yeah.
Eventually, give it like a few months.
And you can follow me on Twitter at SQUINTON271 and then also on Instagram at SQUINTON27.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
That is our show. We're going to call it here. I am very tired.
I'm sorry.
I am sorry, Sigma Males.
I'm sorry, Sigma Males.
Sorry, Sigma Males.
Go take a shower one time.
At least once. Yeah, at least once.
Take a break from Duolingo and go take a shower. And stop eating all that fast food.
Stop eating all that fucking fast food. Holy shit. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Sometimes I wonder if jumping off a plane without a parachute is too bad for you.
But sometimes I wonder if Bush did 9/11. I don't know.
How many 9/11 jokes have we made in the past 2 weeks? A bunch? Can we shout out the person that didn't get the World Trade Center 7 conspiracy and said that the third building was the Pentagon?
I love them. I was really good at comment. I was like, thank you for saying it.
Thank you for saying it. Thank you. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you're right.
Although, as we all know, the Pentagon was blown up by a missile.
But does it look like a plane?